everything that rocks.
Good morning. Brock and a guy who has a boy band beard, Hunter.
Damn right, son.
Looking fresh.
Nice and sharp. You know, speaking of boy bands and like the headsets.
Yeah.
You know the headsets they wear. You know, so I've been talking about DJing a lot, but that's
well, you've been busy all summer. You've done like a wedding every other day.
Yeah. Like the past three out of the four pastors doing the ceremonies are like, yeah, you got one of the head mic things. And every time they ask me that, I think of you, and I think of this intro that we just went through. I look at it, and I'm like, you really want the headset, huh? You're really going for that look.
I mean, can't you just do the lapel mic, or do you need
it? Here's a microphone. I got a nice boom stand for you. I mean, here's another thing is that a lot of them like the lapel.
Yeah.
And that you clip on the tie. Nobody can hear you. Just get rid of the lapel mics are terrible. Every one of them. I've gone through 100 lapel mics. You can never turn it up loud enough because it's too far away from your mouth.
I just don't know if I could get in front of a crowd and have a hands-free headset mic on my
head. On your face.
You know what I mean?
Is this guy going to break out and dance what?
What am I, Vince the ShamWow guy? Like, I don't.
Exactly.
Right? You feel kind of douchey. You feel like, what am I going to break out to in a dance here? And I need my hand. What am I juggling that I need my hands free? I don't know.
You're taking calls for PBS. What is that on your face?
Yeah, it's
you know what we thought about doing recently? So the lapel mics have a little lapel muff, you know, like in a microphone muff, but they're little tiny ones. Right?
Yeah.
So thinking about just taking that to the pastor, being like, all right, it's a new mic. Swallow this thing. And just, you got to send it back in a few days. Make sure you just wash it real nice. But it's a new one. It's a new mic. You swallow these.
These new swallowing mics? It's great.
Let's see what they would say.
The sound is unbelievable. Don't mess around
with it. Unbelievable. Just don't fart.
Don't mess around with men of the cloth, all right? Come on now. They're there. Hunter's pulling pranks on pastors.
Bring them a little mic muff and a glass of water. Hey, here
now
you
look,
go, man.
Going down's the easy part. It's the retrieving it. That's the hard part, okay?
You just got to go into a nylon for a couple of days so you can send that back.
Local pastor died after choking on a microphone after a prank from a wedding DJ. I thought he knew I was kidding.
I thought of that. I was like, why not? I'm going to do that one.
Those new swallowing mics. Yeah, it sits right there.
See what he says. Really?
Yeah, but I don't think everyone thinks they look cool with a hands-free headset mic, but no one actually looks cool.
No. Unless you're going to break out and dance. And you got like five other dudes with sharp beards around you. You know, like
even then though, I don't know. I'm still kind of like, eh. And you're always breathing heavy too because you're dancing. So he's like, at least if I'm holding it, I can pull it away if I'm out of breath. You know,
what are you, Joe Buck, up in the booth announcing a football game? Take that thing off.
Got to have my hands free so I can circle the screen so everyone knows what's going on. Maybe we should try it. I don't know. Maybe we should do hands free. I mean, technically ours are hands free because they're just saying I don't have
start selling ShamWow.
Great. Anyway,
slap chop. Here we go.
I mean, you're halfway there. You do have the boy band beard, so your next step is a hands free headset mic right there. Hey. All right, hey, we got to keep it moving here. Enough of our latest microphone trends, your swallowing microphones. We got to get to it. Everyone's new favorite bit. It's time for Stupid Quickies.
Drop that beat.
So hot.
It is.
How about this? McDonald's is testing out a new chicken version of the Big Mac in the U.S. Apparently, it was real successful in the U.K. and Australia. Roll out in Miami, and then we'll see how it goes.
Chicken Big Mac.
Yeah. I don't think that sounds too crazy. McDonald's, you know what McDonald's needs to get rid of? Salads. Actually, any fast food joint, get rid of the salads. What are you doing?
You know,
all right.
You know what should be, you know what you should do? Or McDonald's should do?
What?
If you can eat the Big Mac without spilling anything, we'll give it to you for free.
That's impossible.
And you know what? They would give away zero sandwiches.
Yeah.
100%. It's the messiest damn sandwich.
It's that special sauce. Which I'm pretty sure is just like mayo and paprika or something like that, whatever their special sauce is.
It's Thousand Island, isn't it?
Is that what it is, Thousand Island?
It's Thousand Island, yeah.
What's that story about that guy from Wisconsin who's eaten like a Big Mac every day for 30 years? Every day. I mean, your arteries just got to be clogged.
It doesn't, like after like the 2 weeks, aren't you like, man,
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't even taste good.
It's a good sale. And can I be, and hopefully, you know, Ronald McDonald doesn't chase me down and threaten my life or my family after saying this, but too much bread.
Get rid of Ronald. He's not around anymore.
No, creeping everyone out. It's too much bread. Too much bread. I don't get the big hubbub. It's too much bread.
It's still good, though. I feel the same way. I'm like, why is that extra piece of bread in there? Yeah. But when as I'm eating it, I'm like, damn.
I know.
It does do something for the sandwich.
Maybe it's just, Maybe it's just a bed, holds it together. I don't know.
There's a McDonald's hack. You know, you can get a Big Mac. Like, give me a McDouble dressed like a Big Mac. I think that's how you say it.
I'm not at the point in life where
I need to be a Big Mac.
I need to be hacking McDonald's, all right? If I get to that point, might as well throw me on one of those motorized shopping carts, all right? Oh, it's a hack. It's a McDonald's hack. It's great.
Yeah.
How about this? A man in Maryland assaulted a Papa John's worker with one of the metal pizza trays.
Oh.
Yeah, went all crazy on him with the pizza
just
paddle.
Up and hit him over the head like a wrestler?
I think so. Yeah, like the chair to the back of Andre the Giant.
You know?
This guy took the metal pizza tray. Wham! The reason he did that is because he didn't get garlic sauce and pepperoncinis, the little peppers.
Which, so I'm going to beat you with this pizza tray.
Yeah, there's no reason to beat a poor worker at Papa John's. Right?
Hey, he's lucky it wasn't hot.
Maybe it was.
Pizza wasn't right out of the oven.
Yeah, grab one of those hot ones. What would have to happen at a fast food joint, Hunter, for you to assault one of the teenage workers behind the counter? What would have to happen?
Me driving away and not having my sauces.
All right, actually,
dude, I'm telling you, I will bring the world down. There are a lot of things that piss me off, Brock. But for some reason,
that makes me a little nervous, Hunter, because that's
scorched earth, dude. I am telling you,
that's a small infraction. I know you wanted your sweet and sour sauce, but you don't need
the easiest thing to do.
You don't need to choke out some 17-year-old because you didn't get your sweet and sour packet. All right,
I'm telling you, more than 50% of the time, it's not included with your meal.
I think it's just because they don't like you. I think they can just tell by your voice, like, we're not.
No, they know me. It's like they know me. I'm serious. I've thought of this in my head before. They know who I am.
It's the sauce.
They're
guy.
Doing it on purpose.
It's the sauce guy. Let's mess with him again. Don't put his sauce in his bag. This is going to be great.
My wife has seen some demons come out of me, man.
I didn't marry this. It's just sauce. I wish you wouldn't.
No, this was inside of you.
This is the dark side of you. I don't know.
A certain look on my face.
Where's my sauce? Oh. Lastly, before Hunter gets all worked up. Yesterday, an 8-year-old went viral for his hair, being crowned the USA Mullet Championship winner in the kids' division. So some poor 8-year-old whose parents think it's funny to give him a mullet is now had that plastered everywhere.
And you people out there supporting the mullet, all right? There's two kinds of mullets. There's a sarcastic mullet, which everybody is wearing right now.
Yeah.
And there's a real mullet. The real mullet's like, hey, this is my haircut. There's nothing funny about this.
I've had this since 1979, all right?
This is how my hair grows.
This is it.
That's a real mullet. So you mullet champions out there, I'm telling you.
We know what you're doing.
You're not the true champions.
Well, I feel for this kid now, man. These pictures are going to live forever, all right? And in 5 years, when we look back and go, really, we had this mullet time frame, he's going to be like, well, why did you do that to me, Mom and Dad? Well, we thought it'd be funny. We thought it'd be funny, all right? Now shut up and eat your Big Mac.
How does it grow perfectly like that? I mean, some people really
you gotta shape it, man.
Tight sides.
A lot of work on there. A lot of work to get that mullet.
And just the curly cues in the back. Like,
hey, you gotta spend a lot of time on that mullet, all right? You don't get looking that good, all right, in your T-top Camaro without spending a little time
on it. You're going to be a pitcher in baseball. That's
all you can do. That or, I don't know, wear a wife beater and live in a trailer. One of the two. All right, there you go. That is your stupid quickies for a Monday. We're going to take a break here. Comedian for today is Tom Clark. We'll be back.